It's a positive step. Jonathan never understood it, like, because we have to go through, after 50, we have to go through a medical a year to make sure we're capable of doing the job, like. So you could have been 57 and 360-odd days, and after doing your medical, and the very minute you turned 58, you were surplus to requirement. So I think it's a positive step. It gives people that are in the job a chance to keep earning the way they are at the moment, because if all you are is a retained firefighter with no other income, the very minute you're let go because of your age, your ability to earn drastically falls off a cliff, you know?
So you believe that people will welcome this, that there would have been people in the past who would have felt cast aside maybe once they hit a certain age?
Yeah, as in, you have to do medical anyway, so it's up to yourself whether you want to stay in the job. You can still go at 55 if you want, and you'll be entitled to your pension contribution. But now you have the opportunity to stay longer, and it's up to yourself and you and your medical well-being. Like, so after 50, as I said, every year you have to do a medical. So if a doctor signs off that you're medically able to do the job and you still want to do the job, I don't see why you should have to retire. And now that you can go to 62, I think it's a positive step.
And a point that Minister O'Brien has made is that it brings it in line with other uniformed service workers as well. Would that be your perspective as well, that it gives a little bit of equity across the board?
Exactly, yeah. We're still in a recruitment retention crisis in the fire brigade, so we don't want to be discarding people just because of age. You know, now they can work longer as long as they're medically able and willing to do it. It bolsters the service for a while, until we find a solution to this recruitment retention crisis that we're currently going through, you know.
And Edward, it's worth mentioning that we usually speak in the context of frustration amongst firefighters around certain aspects of the job that aren't appreciated or understood by those in power. But do you feel this is maybe one small step towards the government understanding the needs and wants of firefighters?
Well, it was brought to government. We asked for this, you know, and seeing as that all the other blue light organisations were brought up to 62, I think it was a no-brainer that we were brought up as well. And it, as I said, it is a positive step. It gives people the choice to could carry on if they want to and are medically able to do it. It's a positive step, and hopefully things will follow suit in the future. Like.